我们今天要学习的是根据诗篇第一篇。
Today we want to learn from the book of Psalm, Psalm 1.
所以我们一同来读这一篇诗篇，在投影上或者在你的手上的圣经里面，诗篇第一篇。
So may we read out loud Psalm 1 together. You may find the scripture from your bulletin or you can see it from the projector.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散。
Not so the wicked; they are like chaff.That wind blows away.
因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
一转眼我来美国已经快40年。
With a blink of eyes, I have been in the States for about 40 years now.
看一看美国从1955年到1975年。
So as I look back from 1955 to 1975,
那是美国整个的在经济上面最快增长、最大增长的是年间。
I would say that's the most prime economical growth period in America.
那么那个时候的人非常的乐观，是从来在历史中没有的。
At the time, people were very optimistic and very positive in many aspects, which is beyond any occurrence in the history.
经济是发展了。
Indeed, there was economical growth.
可是你知道在美国历史中这二十年是美国青少年自杀率最高的二十年。
But don't you know, it was the highest suicide rate for teenagers during that period of time in America.
大概300%。
It's almost like 300% compared to the average.
所有的社会评论者都同意这个数字非常重大。
All the commentators believe this is a very important number.
但是没有人能够解释这个重大的意义是什么。
And yet no one could explain this critical number we have observed.
我想很好的一个答案是从一个孩子口中说出来的。
I think there We can find a good answer from the lips of a boy.
在休斯顿80年代的时候，有一个青少年在树上这个上吊自杀了。
A teenager committed suicide and hanged himself on a tree in Houston.
然后他留下一个纸条说，这是唯一在这里有根的。
And he left a note right next to his body. He said, "This is the only place where you can find its root."
这个树有根。
Indeed, there's a root of the tree.
什么是有根呢？
And what does it mean? There's a root.
这个根它的意义。
What's the purpose and meaning of root?
是很正面的。
It's very carries out a positive message.
我在投影上面。把中文英文翻译好了都打出来，他说有根呢意味着你容忍，你继续下去，根可以帮助你处理风暴， 帮助你站立，给你一个稳定，建立质量，保护你。
To have roots means you endure, means you last. Roots enable you to handle storm, help you stand, give you stability. They build mass, protect you. On the other hand, roots limit your freedom and confine you.
啊，另外一方面，这个根就限制你，根限制你的自由，根也把你定住了。
At the same time, roots limit your freedom and confine you.
事实上，这个根啊，是保护你、滋润你，让你稳定。
Actually, a root is the source of your nourishment and help you to be stable.
在1980年的中年代的中期，有一个小说家叫做 Tom Wolfe。
In the mid-80s, there is a book writer, an author, his name is Tom Wolfe.
他住过纽约。
He lived in New York before.
在哈佛大学有一天的这个演讲啊，这个班级日 ,class day, 在那个演讲里面呢，他就说了这一段话。
During the class day in Harvard, he gave a speech like this.
他说呢，人类已经寻求过两种自由，从暴政中自由，从有需要中间自由，现在要追寻第三种自由。
He said, two kinds of freedom we have always searched after after our freedom, from tyranny and freedom from want. Today we are searching the third kind.
那么他继续说，今天我们所需要的自由是什么？
Then he continued on, what is the kind of freedom we are looking for today?
他说第三种自由是史无前例的，就是从宗教中间的自由，从你的父母，从你的牧师给你里头心里面的那个内心的监测中间得到自由。啊，在那么那个自由就写上你自己喜欢的道德观，决定你自己前面的前途命运。
He continued on, he said, the third kind of freedom that is unprecedented is the freedom from religion, freedom from the eternal monitor. Your parents stick in there, and the clergy stick in there. Freedom to write your own morality, freedom to determine your own destiny.
听起来很吸引人啊。
It sounds very attractive.
自由。
Freedom.
啊，谁不要自由啊？
Don't we all need liberty?
啊，不需要你管我。
We don't want to be limited by you.
不需要任何东西来限制我。
We don't want to be confined.
那么，这个最后的自由是什么呢？
So what is the ultimate freedom?
最后的自由就是没有了根。
The ultimate freedom is rootlessness.
就是没有根。
So there's no root.
那么这个你知道我们一讲到国家也好，家庭也好。
When we talk about, no matter we are talking about regarding to nation, or talk about family.
讲到国家，那是我们的根。
Sometimes when we mention about our nation, our country,That's our root.
讲到家庭，说到我有祖先，我有根。
When we talk about family, we have a root, we have ancestors.
那么这个讲到这一切的时候，也说到呢，我对着我的国家，我的家庭，我有一份责任。
And then we have a sense of a responsibility and regard, an obligation towards my family and country.
又对着我的国家，对着我的家庭，我有承诺。
And therefore, I have promises to be fulfilled to my family and country.
那有的时候呢，虽然不是我们最喜欢的。
Though they may not be our favorite.
也许我们不喜欢那样做。
And perhaps we do not to follow.
但是因为我们有根。
And yet, because we have root.
有些事情是我们 commit 的。
And sometimes we need to commit to our root.
那么你看见，当这一个小说家提倡在哈佛大学说你们要自由，第三种自由。
So when we were thinking about this author, when he advocate that we need to be liberated from the third, to enjoy the third type of freedom.
那么就给我们看见，那就是一个什么都没有，都抓不住我们的，那我们就是没有根了。
He was talking about that we need to pursue vanity. We will find no root in our life.
做任何事情，讲任何话都无所谓，反正我没有根，没有东西抓住我的。
So we can talk about anything, we can promote anything because we are not confined by our root.
那么这种没有根的结果，最后成了什么呢？
So what will be the result of this rootlessness?
一棵树没有了根，它最后树上面所落下来的啊，地上的草所形成的就是一个风滚草。
So when a tree without the root, then you will find out the grass around the tree will become distorted.
啊，这个我把它翻译出来，我找到这句话，风滚草就是 tumbleweed。
It will become a tumbleweed.
什么是 tumbleweed 呢？
What is tumbleweed?
这底下这个图让你看看什么是 tumbleweed.
So tumbleweed is some grass. It become a grass ball. Can be adrift.
那么风啊，就把它吹的要向东就向东，要向西就向西。
So it can be blowing to any direction according to the wind.
所以这就是我们今天的世界。
So this is the society we are living in today.
刚才我们弟兄姊妹带领我们唱的诗完了特别的祷告。
And when our sister just led us through the singing, and finally they also gave a prayer.
弟兄为着在中东一带受到 ISIS, 这种无情残酷可以说根本没有任何人道的思想的这种对人的屠杀。
The leading brother prayed about the Christians being persecuted through the ruthless regime of ISIS.
为什么会如此？
Why this is so today?
没有根啊。
Because there is no root.
根本不考虑任何这个人还有家，还有孩子，还有亲戚，还有上有父母，根本不考虑这一切。
Because people who are doing it, they don't consider other people may have a family, they have a parents, they have obligation to their children.
这就是一个风滚草这一种随意飘、随意做的一种光景。
This is the condition like a tumbling weed.
那么今天呢，从诗篇第一篇里面，我们要来看看什么是，有根啊，有实质的这个人生。
On the other hand, let us focus. What does it mean a person can live a life with substance, with root from someone?
那么我们分成两个段落来理解。头一个就是这个无根的这个解析。
So first, let us focus the description.Of something rootless,
或者是 diagnosis 啊，我就是
or diagnosis of rootlessness.
那么第二个就是说，这种无根的光景有什么解药呢？有什么 prescription 呢？
Secondly, we want to look at the remedy or prescription of this rootlessness.
好，头一个，我们来看这个无根的解析。
First, let us focus the diagnosis of rootlessness.
这个没有根，圣经所形容的就是用糠皮啊。第四节说，恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散。
It was described in the scripture what is considered rootlessness. The wicked, they are like chaff that wind blows away.
我们知道这个糠皮是什么呢
？So what is chaff?
糠皮在这个图片的里面，我们看见是在你的右手边当麦子打下来以后，他们需要经过这个在麦场上面打麦场上动物踩在一个木头底下有铁的这个牙齿，就把这个麦子呢就壳跟它的麦粒就把它磨碎，把它分开。
So as you see, In the field, on the right-hand side picture, during the harvest time, the farmer need to separate the kernel from its shell, and they need to use the metal tools to strike the kernels in order to separate its shell.
那么把它分开以后，你怎么能够得着麦粒，而把那个麦穗就是那个糠皮不要了呢？
So after separation, how can you separate the shell of the wheat to its their kernels?
你需要把它扬起来，然后风就吹过，那么重的麦粒 就落下来，轻的这个糠皮就吹到远的地方去了。
So you need to lift the those kernels up, so let the wind to blow away the chaff, so to separate the both.
所以我们说麦粒是重的。
And therefore we say the kernel themselves are considered the heavier.
糠皮是轻的。
Chaff carry no weight.
那么，所以风吹着它，它就随着风就跑。
And therefore, they follow the wind, and they get blown away anywhere the wind blows.
诗篇第一篇告诉我们两种生命的代表。
So from the Psalm 1, it carries out two type of life.
一种生命是糠皮的生命。
A type of life that is like chaff.
它是外表的。
It has its external outlook.
它是表面的。
It's surface. It's on, very superficial.
它是不过是场面上的。
It looks good.
它没有毛。
It doesn't carry any spikes.
没有持久的生命。
And yet it doesn't does not anchor in for its life.
在美国的历史中，好莱坞的电影一而再再而三在那里宣传人生中间的各个面面方方面面。
That we see many movies from Hollywood display all different aspects of life.
那么前不久流行的一个电影叫做桃色交易。这个就是这个叫做Indecent Proposal。
A few years back, there was a movie named Indecent Proposal.
不像你们听过吗？看过吗
？I don't know. Have you heard about that movie before?
有人点头。
Some of you nod your head.
这个电影明星的里面就讲这个夫妻他们就这个别人恶作剧对这一对夫妻说我可以给你跟这个丈夫讲，我可以给你100万，如果今天晚上你让你的太太跟我睡。
So, in the movie, someone threw a prank at the husband and telling the husband, I'm betting you, if you allow me to sleep with your wife, I'm willing to give you $1 million.
表面上看这是一个什么爱情片呢？这是一个什么这一类的这个影片。
Superficially, it is more like a romantic movie.
可是看的人很多。
And yet, it attracts a lot of audience.
看的人，这个很多人也都是对着这些男女中间的所谓爱的问题，他们有兴趣。
So people were attracted to the problems he may introduce through the chemistry of the love affair.
常常很多人想一听，哇，100万呢、啊，一个晚上可以有100万呢、啊。
So many people, once they heard about this, wow, you can get $1 million just by one night.
那么得100万，这个有什么错吗
？So what's wrong of getting $1 million？
你看见说好莱坞许多的影片，今天世界上人所接受的、所跟随的、所愿意砸他们生命的根的，就是在这种的糠皮表面这种的光景中。
So as people go and see the movie, then you realize what attracts the trend of this world is people are willing to put their root and value to such topic, such value. They are like chaff.
什么造成糠皮的生命呢?
And what type of life is the life of chaff?
什么造成这种生命呢?
How to produce such life?
我们回到第一节来看。
Let us focus on verse 1.
他说不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
He said, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers?
我们的弟兄把英文圣经翻出念出来，说那个恶人是 wicked， 而我找到另外一个翻译，或者说许多的翻译版本里面是翻成 ungodly。
Or on the other translation should be walk not in the counsel of the ungodly.
什么叫做ungodly 就是不敬虔。
So what is considered ungodly? Ungodly is someone who is not pious.
这个当然这个恶人他不敬虔的人是会行恶的。
Of course, those ungodly, they would they, some of them definitely do some wicked things.
我们去年听说在台湾有一个台湾大学的研究生。
Last year it happened to there was a graduate student from Taiwan University.
台大是在台湾最棒的大学。
Taiwan University is considered the best college in Taiwan.
那么他呢交一个女朋友。
So he was going out, he was dating a girl.
那么这个女朋友跟他后来呢就不愿意跟他继续来往了。
Later on, the girl no longer want to go out with him.
他走在街上看见那女朋友拿起他身上所藏的刀在他身上就砍了41刀。
And when he saw the girl on the street, he pulled out the machete he has prepared in his pocket and he cut the girl 41 slashes.
暴行。恶行
violence, the wickedness.
这是康皮的生命所有的表现。
This is the display of a chaff, a life of chaff.
我们纽约的 Flushing, 那个最热闹的街，那个41街跟 Main Street 交口的那个41街，以前我常常走过那里，现在我走到那里都提心吊胆。
The 41st Road and Main, the junction between 41st Road and Main Street in Flushing is considered the most busy junction in Flushing.
有一天，一对青年男女在街上吵架，结果这个男的呢就拿出手枪来对着那个女的砰砰砰几枪，就把当街就打死了。
And last year, couple they start to have fight on the street, and the man pulled out his gun and shoot the woman right on the street.
这个女的是个理发师，这个男的是这个离了婚的这个男子他们中间不能继续下去了。这个男的就气愤的就拿手枪就把人家当街就打死了。
The lady was a hairdresser, and the man is a divorced man. And once they had a quarrel and fight on the street, the man shot a woman.
这个是不敬钱的人就引到了那个暴力的那种这个表现。
So ungodly men will lead to violence.
他们因为参与这种不敬钱的计谋
，because they got involved and in the counsel of the wicked，
不像是有根的生命
，this is not a life with root，
一棵树是有根的
，when you consider a tree， there must be a root，
它深深的扎入到水的土地地土中，到底下的这个地下水层
，it deeply rooted into the ground and reach。Down to the water in the ground.
一个糠皮的生命，表面的生命，它不敬虔，它根本这个字不敬虔 ，ungodly， 事实上就是不像神，就是跟不承认有神的。
Ungodly means someone who does denies God, who does not believe and recognize the existence of God.
一个不敬虔的生命一个糠皮的这个生活一定产生人在智慧在心思意念上的不稳定
A life without root, a life like chaff will create instability of someone's life
这个intellectual instability 在他思想中间他远离这个远离这个敬不敬虔这个字，这个希伯来文的意思不敬虔就是他的生命是断断续续的，他的生命是不安的，他的生命是睡不着觉的。
A person without root, he will have a life of instability intellectually. It doesn't have a peace. It doesn't have an anchor in his life.
这个思想
is not stable.
他怎么会那么想？
And you think about how could the person think this way?
跟他人家跟他不能继续来往了，不愿意跟他来了，他就要不就拿刀把人砍41刀，然后要而且在砍了41刀以后，还在对方的身体上做那个邪恶可恶的那个动作。
And even after the girl does not want to continue to have the relationship with this man, He just pulled out his knife and cut the woman 41 slashes. And even after he has done that, he has done wicked postures against the woman.
他 台大的学生，研究所的学生，你看他在心思意念头脑 intellectual 中间是不稳定，是 有断断续续的，是出了问题的。
Could you imagine such an educated man in the Taiwan University, a graduate student, and yet he's intellectually unstable? He couldn't stabilize his mind and to have a sense.
当我们祝别人新年快乐或者生日快乐的时候，
As we greet each other, Happy New Year or Happy Birthday,
我们盼望人的生命是有根的，不是像这个风滚草一样的随处乱飘的。
What we want is wish the other party could have a life of root, not like a tumbling weed.
一个任何人离开了神，他的心思、他的头脑都是像一个旋转门一样，从这边进去，从那边就出来了。
Any person have a life without a root in the Lord will be.Like a life, like a revolving door, the person just keep on going around and around.
这个时代，人说人今天是这个身体行为的表现，是因为心理的缘故。
Today we know people behave according to what they believe in their heart.
在30年代，《纽约时报》的评论。那个时候说，如果你读任何的书，你没有读 Floyd 的书，没有读心理学的书，你就是没有跟上时代的这个波浪，你就是一个没有亮光的人。
In the 30s, New York Times gave a commentator in the paper saying, if you haven't read any book or paper written by Sigmund Freud, you are outdated.
现在你再去看《纽约时报》他的书籍的评论的里面，如果你现在还认为这个人类的一切的行为都是心理上面的问题，那么，你看见现在所有的这些书籍的里面都认为以前这个心理学家所讲的这一切是可笑的， 是不可取的。
And yet today, if you continue to read the commentator written by New York Times, they will say, if you continue to believe any theory made by Sigmund Freud, saying that all the behavior was generated by our psychology thoughts, then you are turning into some believing something ridiculous.
现在什么是年代呢？人说现在是一个后现代的年代。
And today we are in an age of postmodern.
有一个人写了一本书，说我们在发展资本主义的社会，过了这段时间以后，这个过了资本主义，后资本主义是什么样的一个社会？
And people write about what is the age to be considered we are in after capitalism.
有人以为说这个资本主义社会，不能够带给人真正的满足，真正的快乐，那么当然了，一定是社会主义了。
So people say capitalism couldn't bring us true joy and true enjoyment in life, then perhaps we should pursue socialism.
你看见说答案并不是如此。
Then you realize that is not the answer.
很多人写了很多很多的理论，很多的书籍，可是过了10年，过了20年，都丢在这个叫做什么这个打碎机里头了。
And many people come up with all different theories and all different different isms, try to pursue the truth about life, and yet at the end they all being thrown into garbage.
不敬虔就是不要神，不向神，造成第一你在智慧上的不稳定。
Ungodly person is the person who deny God and does not recognize God. As the result, a person will become quite unstable.
第二呢，这个不敬虔、糠皮的生活，造成在社会中间人跟人中间的不稳定。
The second attribute of a life of chaff is the instability of the relationship among people.
那么在这个人你们认识。
Perhaps you know the person I'm about to say.
这个人他，是尼采。尼采最有名的一句话说上帝死了。
This is philosophy, Nietzsche. Nietzsche have gave a very famous word. He said that God is dead.
那么因着这句话， 我们在读大学的时候呢，大家都疯狂都要读尼采的东西。
Because of this word, people were crazy about Nietzsche years ago when people were in college.
可是呢，后来我们发觉说呢，没有多久呢，尼采死了。结果呢，有一个人呢，就写了一个这个，给他弄一个墓碑，说，尼采说神是死了，那么底下说呢，尼采事实上死了，神没有死。
And so, as people were educated, people were crazy about Nietzsche at the time. Soon after Nietzsche died, so people wrote something like this on the tomb, saying Nietzsche said God is dead, and yet he himself died.And as turns out, God does did not die.
这个尼采说了就许多话中间有一句话是这一句话，我把它引过来呢，我觉得非常的真实。他说：“神在西方社会，死去。那么当神在西方社会死去的时候，所有的事情似乎就没有了重量，成为空心的。”
Need to say, when God dies in Western society, all things will seem weightless, hollow.
没有了重心了。
There's no weight.
没有上帝，就没有那个最最最最中心、最有重量的那个重心。
No God, no weight.
当人把上帝从我们生命中间推出去以后，我们里面有什么呢？是空的。
When we push God out of our life,What we have end up with is hollow.
在这个美国的喜欢唱歌的这些人中间，有一个是 Mamas and Papas， 他们过去唱了这首歌。
There are different singing groups in America. One group is called Mamas and Papas, and they sing songs like this.
请你先用英文，然后我翻中文吧。
You got to go where you wanna go.
你要去你想去的地方。
What you want to do?
他们这个歌就是这样唱的。Do what you want to do.Go where you want to go. 然后呢第三呢和你想要的人去做。
With whoever you want to do it with.
那么你看见说这个就是一个没有根的这个人生。
And this is the representation of a life which is rootless.
就让我们看就是说在我们人的生命中间没有什么叫做真理。
So you will find out there is no such thing as truth in life.
没有上帝也没有上帝的话语。
No God, no God's word.
剩下的就是你。
Whatever left is you yourself.
你想做什么就做什么。
Then you can do whatever you want.
你想去哪里就去哪里。
You can go wherever you want to go.
然后呢最后的时候你想跟谁去就跟谁去。
And you can do whatever you want with anyone.
这是今天世界的一个悲惨的下场。
This is a tragic condition of today's society.
我不知道你们中间多少人去过台湾，或者说知道台湾有一个这个电视主持人叫陈文茜。
I don't know how many people have been to Taiwan. There is a very famous talk show host who hostess. Her name is 文茜。
那么现在到台湾去到餐馆里面去我们都不晓得说该点什么菜。
And a lot of time when we visit a different restaurant in Taiwan, oftentimes we don't know what dish we should order.
以前我们最喜欢吃的它是什么？那个叫做汤圆还是什么的？里面它为了让你能够 Q 啊，它里面加了些东西。
So there are particular dishes in Taiwan that, in order to make the texture tender, they put some additive in the dish.
什么叫塑化剂？化学的。
Actually, they put some material that is that will help the plastic to be flexible.
那个东西吃了会造成癌症的。
They put the additive into the food, which may cause cancer.
后来又发现，你厨房里烧的油啊，要小心了。
Then later on, you discover you even need to take care of the oil which you use in kitchen.
因为用过的油，而且是这个 反正就是统称叫黑心油、啊、人的黑心、造成的这个油。
It turns out some manufacturing reused those used oil in restaurant, and they reprocess the oil and they resell the oil.
我们过去以为什么假奶粉啊，都是大陆出产的，都在大陆发生的。
In the past, we thought those poison food must be manufactured in mainland China.
台湾一样。
It is the same in Taiwan.
那上礼拜呢，陈文茜说，现在台湾食品上面的所有的面粉出的东西，她不敢吃了。
And now this very famous hostess, Wen Qian, she announced on TV, say now she does not dare to any flour sold in the store.
下次给你孩子买凤梨酥的时候小心一点。
So be careful if you want to try to purchase any dessert from Taiwan.
啊，任何这种面粉做的东西啊，我没有时间仔细的去看它，但是我就看那个下面那个标题啊，我给我一个大的一个警告了。
So anything made by flour in Taiwan, it's right now we need to be cautious with.
你看见当人的里面啊空心的时候，就根本不管别人的死活了。
So if you find out when someone's life is hollow, there's no longer any moral in there, so the person will no longer consider other people's benefit.
美国。也是一样嘛。
It is the same in the States.
啊，给你一百万，如果你愿意，今天晚上让你的太太跟我睡。
Give you $1 million if you allow your wife to sleep with me.
啊，这种的思想啊，充满在这个世界，在这个社会中间。
This type of thought is fulfilled. It's full occupied in this society.
一百万呢，那可以做多少事情啊？
$1 million. There are so much things we can do with this amount of money.
啊，可以设工厂，可以请多少工人呢？
Oh, we can build a business with $1 million.
你看见说，整个的社会中间，人心所思想的就是钱，钱，钱。
So what people think about all day is money, money, money.
为了钱，真的可以翻脸不认人。
Because of money, we can turn away our relationship.
真的是因为钱的缘故啊。那么大家这个社会中间呢，就是，所以你看见说他什么事情都做出来。这个中国大陆为什么最近一直在强调要法治治国啊
？Like, because of money, people are willing to do anything, and this is the reason why in China they constantly want to emphasize that they need to have a law to rule the country.
因为各行各业都是被钱贪财所腐败。
Because greed has deeply corrupted the entire society and in different levels in China.
所以怎么解决呢？它的解药在哪里呢？
Then what is the remedy?
啊，我们
What is the prescription?
我们看圣经告诉我们说，一棵树跟糠皮有什么分别？
So let us see the difference being described between a tree and a chaff in the scripture.
糠皮是什么都不连的，就是它自己飘啊飘啊飘的。
Chaff is an empty shell, doesn't connect to anything else. It's just being blown away.
一棵树，
and yet,
它是
a tree
深入地底下跟地下水相连的。
It is planted on the ground and deep rooted to the stream under the ground.
第二节说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法的人是昼夜思想，这个人就有福。
And verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
一棵树栽在溪水旁，它就按时候结果子，叶子不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
这个糠皮什么都不连。
Chaff is not connected to anything.
没有任何东西能约束它。
Cannot be confined by anything.
唯一带领它的就是它的冲动，它的感觉。
The only thing that motivates its direction, its own feeling.
可是一棵树呢，它是深深的扎根的。
And yet, a tree that needs to be deeply planted and rooted on the ground.
它的生命是扎根在有神的信仰跟神的律法底下。
The tree is planted, deep rooted into God's word and his faith toward God.
这个人你们认识他吗？
Do you know this person?
马云是吧？
The richest man in China.
他呢，在网络上有一篇文章说在路上。
He wrote some writing on the internet. He said on the road.It's the topic.
他说美国的发展是因为有法治吗？
He said the development of America, is it because of its law?
他说不对。
Constitution? No, he said.
他说大家记住，美国的社会的发展是基于基督教文化。
He said, please remember, the development of the society in America is based on the Christianity culture.
在基督教的文化上面才建立了法律的体系。
Only by the foundation of Christianity belief, the law was developed.
那么这个法律的体系上面，那个是一个别字啊，那个法是应该法。法律体系上面建立政治体系。
And only by the law, it built up the political system.
那么在这个上面才建立他们领导人的选举的体系。
And only after then, they have election.
而整个的体系比你想象的复杂得多。
And the entire system is much more complex than you could imagine.
这仅仅是简简单单的一个部分。
And this is simply from one aspect of America.
假如我们今天这个价值文化体系被摧毁的情况底下。
If we consider that this structure can be destroyed.
能随便拿一点别人的价值体系。
If we just try to grab one aspect of the system from America,
等于在沙滩上面建楼
then we are trying to build a high rise on sand.
它就盖不起来的
and cannot be built.
我们需要重新找回价值体系
We need to once again find out the true foundation and value system of Chinese.
中国正在开两会呢。
And right now, there is a big senator meeting in China.
People's Congress.
People's Congress.
那么这个马云的这些话呢，就对着政府说，我们要发展体制，一定要法律要严，法律要做一切。可是马云说，你不能单单看见我们别人有个法律的体系，那么我们也搬过来，那成为我们的。
So during the Congress meeting, people will advocate that we should learn from America, we should learn from their constitution and the law system, so we can copy to China. What Ma Yun was saying, this richest man in China was saying, no, you cannot just copy one aspect. We need to understand the entire structure and its foundation.
什么是人的根?
What is the root of a person?
那么你就看见说在历史的里面有根的生命跟一个糠皮的生命有许许多的在历史中间给我们的见证给我们的一个事实一个结果。
Actually, we can find the contrast and evidence from history whether a person carries the life of something with a root or someone with a life without root, like chaff.
这两个家庭我今天拿出来的例子给你看见的都是他们已经经过200年这个家族啊所有的历史。
So I'm going to show you two families. Those families have been studied and traced and followed for 200 years.
那么一个是爱德华啊 Edwards, John Edwards 这个家族。
One family is from the person John Edwards.
另外一个家族是 Mark Hughes, 这个家族。
Another family is from, talk about the descendants from Mark Hughes.
这个爱德华家族是扎根在神的律法上面的。
The family from Edwards, the family deep rooted in God's word.
在右边这一个尤克斯的家族他们是像糠皮一样这个要自由要干什么干什么他们没有根的。
The family of Yolks, it's like a family, like a chef. The family have no root.
这个爱德华的家族，他们这两百年来一共有1394个人，大概100位是大学教授，14位是大学校长，70位是做律师的，30位做法官的，60位是做医生的，60位是做作家的，300位是做牧师的，神学家的，而且有3位议员，1位副总统。
So after people study the family of Edwards, they find out they have a total number of 1,394 descendants. Among them, there are 100 college principal, and 14 of them are of 100 college professors, 14 college principal, and 70 lawyers, 30 judges, 60 physicians, 60 authors, 300 pastors, and three theologian, and three congressmen, and one vice president.
那个康皮的生命，尤克斯的家族，两百年来有903人，有310位流氓，130位坐牢的，13年以上的，7位是杀人犯，100位是这个喝酒的，这个醉酒的酒徒，60位小偷，190位做妓女，20名做商的，其中有10名是在监牢里面学习怎么经商的。
And when they follow, when they trace and study the family of Yolks, they find out they all have a total of 903 people. 310 of them, they are in the gangster. 130 of them have been in prison for more than 13 years. 7 of them are murderers, 100 are drunkards, 60 thefts and thieves, and 190 prostitutes, 20 businessmen. And yet, among those 20, 10 of them learn how to do business in the prison.
所以我们看见说有这样的一个比较呢，就给我们看见很清楚诗篇第一篇给我们讲到的两种人生中间这个对照。
So when we see the contrast here, it actually give us the evidence what the statement verse 1 is trying to tell us.
当人心目里面没有根，是空心的时候，就没有任何的重量。
When there's no root in people's heart, and then this person carries no weight.
所以尼采说的很对，当西方社会没有了神，神从西方社会中走开的时候，就没有任何的重量。
It is true, say by Nietzsche, that once there's no God in the Western world, then the entire system carries no weight.
在希伯来文里面讲到重量这个词，就是讲到荣耀。
The word weight in Hebrew also means glory.
所以神是有荣耀的。
God has glory.
神是有分量的。
There's weight in God.
当我们在地上追求是神的荣耀，神要得荣耀，意思就是说神在我们的生命中是最有分量的。
Whatever we want to pursue the glory of God. This means that God carries weight in our life.
今天我们养育子女做父母的，以什么为我们最荣耀呢？
To us parents who are raising our children today, what is considered our glory?
去念名校吗？
Is it they can go to good schools?
去华尔街工作吗？
Is that they can work for Wall Street?
什么是他们生命的根呢？
What is the root of our children's life?
上个礼拜，乔治华盛顿桥冰天雪地底下，一个27岁的中国青年人又跳下去自杀了。
Just last week, a young Chinese man jumped off the bridge from George Washington Bridge.
我们教会一个长老，他的女儿在 Brooklyn 的大学跟他同房的一个另外一个美国的一个青年人，从他的也在他的眼前就从窗口上跳下去自杀死掉了。
A daughter of my my church's elder saw firsthand that her roommate jumped off the building in front of her eyes.
他到现在心里面还是非常的震撼。
Even today, she's still in shock.
这些人为什么如此？那么年轻轻的就命就不要了。
Could you imagine how people they are in such prime age they will try to kill themselves?
今天在这个竞争激烈又是满了罪恶的这个世代这个世界中间，我们怎么跟别人竞争？跟别人怎么来往？许多的工作上面的这些的讲 politics 啊，这些的压挤人，那么青年人怎么办？
In today's society, full of competition, and they're so competitive in every single way, and they play politics. And how can we educate our young people to survive into this society?
什么是他们生命中间最重要的？
What is considered the most important things in their life?
我们有没有让他们在小的时候就像提摩太的祖母他的母亲一样的让他从小明白救恩从小明白圣经？
Have we tried to cultivate our children to understand the word of God just like the grandmother and mother of young Timothy?
刚才这些孩子们唱歌好非常的可爱。
It was so adorable to hear all the children sing the song before.
我们做父母的在家里能够跟孩子们讲圣经分享圣经背诵圣经然后从小让他对主的话能够熟悉能够藏在心里吗？
Are we the parents able to communicate with our children and talk to our children about God's word to learn how to worship and sing the song together in our families?
看见青年人在放假的时候回到我们中间我们很高兴。
When we see Whenever there's a break, when we see the college students returning from their college back in the midst of us, we were all very happy.
一年又过去了，他们在学校里面的学业又进步了一年，他们的身体又长大一年，可是他们对着神的话有没有更深的认识，有没有更深的扎根呢？
Perhaps they have progress academically, intellectually, and they grow stronger and taller,And yet, do they have a deeper root in God's word as they, when they come back?
多少人在这个世界上飘飘飘，被地上的风吹得到处的飘。
Today, we see so many people are drifting away to any direction and being blown in this society.
彼得前书告诉我们说，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子。是乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
In the first Peter say, now we have been reborn and renewed. It's not by the corruptible the seed that is corruptible, and yet it's by the seed of incorruptible that is the word of God.
我们中间做父母的、做祖父母的举举手，做爷爷奶奶。
I want to see any grandparents here, grandparents.
我不晓得你每天有没有为孩子，有没有为你的孙子孙女祷告。
I wonder, do you pray for your children and your grandchildren every day?
你们为他们祷告什么？
And what do you pray for your grandchildren?
我跟我太太在学习，每天都在为我们的孩子，虽然他们现在都长大了，都工作，为我们的孙子孙女祷告。
And now my wife and I, we keep on learning how to pray for our children, even though they are all grown. And we also pray for our grandchildren.
我们求神把敬畏神的智慧赏给他们。
We pray to let them have the fear of God.
我求神把他们在一切的问题中带回到神的话面前来。求答案，求解决。
I pray that God will lead them back to the Word of God when they face troubles in life.
因为没有神的话，我们就没有根。
Without God's Word, there's no root.
没有根就是空心，就是空洞。
There's no root, then the life will be hollow.
罗马书一章二十一节，这个世界，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
不荣耀他。
They don't give glory to God.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
不把神算作数嘛。
Because they don't consider God as God.
哎，不把神当作有分量了嘛。
They don't consider God has any weight in their life.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当整本圣经的最后，老约翰看见了异象，最后带我们看见说，当神结束这个地上的旧的天地的时候，带来新的天地的时候，他在启示录第五章十二节说，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
As old Apostle John saw the vision at the end, of the Scripture, he wrote in the book of Revelation, and he said, in a loud voice, they saying, worthy is the Lamb, Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
今天你把权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞归给谁呢？
Today,Whom do you give the power, wealth, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory to?
啊，我们在地上，就是大家互相的这个给戴高帽子。
And today we like to give each other praise.
啊，我们给人荣耀。
And we want to give glory to one another.
啊，我也盼望孩子将来呢给我们荣耀。
And we hope our children will give our glory, their glory to us.
啊，如果他们从某个学校毕业了，如果他们做了某个这个工作，大公司的工作啊，他们赚大钱啊，我们觉得很荣耀。
And if they can earn a high position, if they can get a high income and graduate from famous college, now then we are honored and glorified.
昨天来我们家有两个青年人从费城过来。
And last night, two young people came from Philadelphia to my house.
他们年轻的时候在我们教会待过。
When they were young, they were in our church.
啊，现在大学毕业，研究所毕业，也成家立业，又有小孩子。
And now they graduate from college, graduate school, and then they marry and they have their own children.
啊，我们跟他们见面很开心。我太太为他们预备了午餐，啊，他们吃的也很开心。
We were so joyful to see them again, and my wife prepared lunch for them, and we had a great time together.
啊，我太太就非常稀奇说，哇，这个过去是个大少爷的，现在做起爸爸妈妈来了，要换尿布啊，真是那个。这个拿手啊，给孩子那个做，哎呀，我们真是看他长大了。
And my wife made the comment, this young man used to be a spoiled kid. Now he's a very mature father. He will try to do everything for his kid and do the diapers and everything. He has truly grown.
他们走的时候，我们两人有一个叹息。
When they left our church, My wife and I had a groan.
因为这两个孩子
Because these two young men
现在不聚会了
Because now they do not go to church.
我不晓得你有没有这样的叹息
I don't know, would you give a groan like this?
但是我们有一点安慰但是我们有一点安慰的时候他们还想到可以回来到他们牧师家里面吃一顿饭
And however, we still receive some comfort that they still remember their pastor and are willing to come to their old pastor's house to have a meal.
我们接待他们，欢迎他们啊，用主的爱，弟兄刚才带领我们讲的这个爱心啊，有爱心，我们来对待他们。
We receive them and we give them love.
在我们家吃完饭以后，四点钟他们要去刘志雄家，去我们教会的长老另外一个长老家。
And about 4 o'clock, they are about to leave our house to visit.Another elder of the church.
我跟我太太说，去刘志雄家大概就对他们两个人没那么客气。
And I say to my wife, once they go to our elder's home, they won't have as a nice time as we had anymore.
我相信刘志雄会骂他们两个人。
I think they will be rebuked and scolded by our elder.
因为这两个人以前也是在刘志雄家啊，在跟他们的团契里面，在那里一起长大的。
Because these two grew up in this elder's house when they were young.
我们何等盼望他们长大了， 这个做了父母了，成熟了，成家立业了，他们在主的话语上面也长大了，长成了，能扎根了。
It is our long desire that we long for those people they can grow up in the Lord to be mature spiritually.
主的话何等的清楚，赚得全世界，却赔上自己的生命，有什么益处？
It is so clear from the scripture, what is it worth that you, if you earn the whole world and give up your own life?
但愿我们从主的话里面给我们看见很清楚，一个是糠皮，一个是一棵树，栽在溪水旁，能够结果子，按时候结果子，这个叶子不会枯干的，不会被风吹的飘来飘去。
May we have a clear vision and understanding today, a life of a chaff, it's a hollow life, and yet a life with a tree will prosper and bear fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, and life prospers.
我们这种年龄的基督徒啊，觉得时间过得特别快。
People like my age, the Christians like in my age, we all see time flying so fast.
你知道2015年两个几乎半月，两个多月已经过去了，没有了。
Don't you know that 2 months has already passed by in 2015?
我是 subscribe 那个 U version 的那个 Bible 那个一年读经的那个计划，我有加入那个的。
I have joined annual Bible reading from U Bible website.
他常常的会给我们寄 email 来提醒我们啊，我们有各种的读经的计划。你如果还没有得到这个好处的话，欢迎你来加入。
And this U Bible website will constantly sending reminders to us that there are plenty of different Bible reading plans we can join to benefit you spiritually.
你关心你的配偶。对着主的话的学习，认真啊，能得着祝福。你关心你的孩子啊，他有任何的读经计划吗
？Do you care about the Bible reading plan for your spouse? Do you care about the Bible reading plan for your children?
你为他们祷告吗
？Do you pray for them?
你为你自己祷告吗
？Do you pray for even for yourself?
我们来低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，当我们低下头来，我们是来到你的面前。
And Lord, as we bow our head, we bow before you.
我们谢谢你早晨把诗篇第一篇再次摆在我们的眼前。
We thank you for giving us Psalm 1 this morning.
我们实在感谢你警告我们，让我们的生命不要像糠皮被风吹散。
We thank you for warning us that we should not have a life like chaff.
求主让我们在你的面前悔改。
And Lord, may we repent before you.
让我们真心愿意荣耀你。
So we have a true desire to glorify you.
真心承认你在我们生命中是最宝贵、最重要的。
That you are the most important and most treasured thing in our life.
在我们一天的思想中，
That in our day's life,
我们有你的话，常常让我们能想得起来。
That we can be filled with your words.
主啊，我们求你带领我们的儿女，带领我们的孙子女。
And Lord, may you lead our children and lead our grandchildren.
像提摩太一样蒙你自己的赐福。
To be like Timothy, to be blessed by you.
他们也是从小明白圣经的人。
For they know the scripture from young.
长大了不会被世界这个无根的这个社会风俗习惯到处吹得飘来飘去。
So they won't be blown away by the wicked ways of this society.
求主查看我们自己属灵的光景。
And Lord, may you examine our spiritual life.
看我们对着你的话认真吗
？Whether are we serious? About your word,
我们对着你的话深入吗
Are we truly take your words deep in our heart?
我们的心思因着你的话能够稳定吗？
Are we stable in your word?
求主祝福我们早晨来到你面前的弟兄姊妹。
And Lord, may you bless those who come before you this morning.
但愿圣灵在我们的心里面亲自引领我们，好叫我们这个失去的光阴能在你面前赎回。
May the Holy Spirit continue to inspire and lead us so we can redeem the time we have wasted.
祷告、祈求、祝福，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.